I'm Michael Jacobson. I'm the Executive Director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest. I think people ought to stay away from Long John Silver's. Their Big Catch meal contains 33 grams of trans fat. Remember, trans fat is the single most harmful fat in the food supply, much worse than saturated fat. The American Heart Association recommends that people consume no more than about 2 grams a day. This is 16 times as much from this one meal at local Maryland and Virginia restaurants. Now, the sad thing for most people in the country is that Long John Silver's could be frying foods in a healthier oil. In California, where the government strictly limits trans fat, Long John Silver's fries in canola oil, but not around here, not in most of the rest of the country. So the company is being totally irresponsible in producing these ultra unhealthy meals, and the Food and Drug Administration should have banned trans fat years ago. The responsible companies like Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, Starbucks, they all jettisoned trans fat years ago, but not Long John Silver's. And that's why we honored the company as for providing the worst restaurant meal in America. People absolutely should tweet about Long John Silver, should send a message to Long John Silver to say this is unacceptable. And if there are any customers of Long John Silver listening, I strongly urge them to go to another restaurant. There are plenty of other restaurants. Most of them do not fry in partially hydrogenated oil, the source of the trans fat. Long John Silver's Big Catch meal is not only loaded with trans fat, it's loaded with the usual. It has 1,300 calories, so that's more than half the calories most people eat in a day. It has 19 grams of saturated fat. The daily limit for the average person is 20 grams a day, so it's got a whole day's worth of saturated fat. And it has 3,700 milligrams of sodium, which is 2.5 days' worth for the average adult. So, you know, all around, it's an unhealthy meal. And to make matters worse, Long John Silver's television commercial is dishonest. It says people will get 7 to 8 ounces of 100% premium haddock. Well, the battered fish is 7 to 8 ounces, but there's only 4.5 ounces of actual fish. There's 3 ounces of greasy batter that's loaded with trans fat. So we've threatened to sue Long John Silver unless it stops the deceptive advertising, provides honest numbers on its website for nutrition values, and also switches to a healthier oil like canola oil, like they use in California. No, we've sent Long John Silver's a warning letter, because if we can negotiate a settlement, it's a lot easier and quicker for both parties to settle before we go to court than after. So I'm hopeful that Long John Silver's will come to its senses and take the plunge that they've taken in California and that McDonald's and Burger King have taken throughout the country in just getting rid of this terrible fat. We've told them that we will file a lawsuit unless they change their practices. And so hopefully their lawyer will contact our lawyer and we'll make some progress on that front.